Speaking of energy, that's the last thing you guys talked about before you left for deer camp and talking with State Representative Preston, not too happy with what's being pushed through on the Democratic side. And you have a town hall on Friday about this. So what gives?
Well, it's Thursday. The town hall is Thursday, 6 o'clock up at Marquette Township Hall. And I did get a call yesterday from someone asking me to put one together for the Escanaba area. So we're going to be working on that. The energy bills that we passed are, in my opinion, an utter disaster for Michigan. The idea that we can forcibly transition to all renewable carbon-free, and that we can also penalize and punish the existing sources that are not carbon-free, is incredibly short-sighted and based on ideology rather than on good science. And so whether it's their claims that solar and wind are cheaper, which is only true when they're running and doesn't consider or contemplate what they cost when they're not running and the transmission lines to get their energy places, or if you want to talk about how, you know, the natural gas-fired plants or biomass plants have to sequester their carbon when we don't have a mechanism for that, especially in the geology we have in the Upper Peninsula, or any other number of issues that these plans bring forward, including the mandated existence of solar panels. Over 350,000 acres of solar panels is now the plan, and that number keeps growing as it gets studied. There's so much to be objected to in these plans, and they're so such a disaster for us in the UP in particular. The characteristic rate increases that we can expect from this are pushing the 20% line now.
Well, hopefully you can enjoy the deer season here and not have to worry about that, but we know it's going to be waiting for us afterwards, right?
Well, I think the one salvation we have, quite honestly, is that the plan is so ambitiously ridiculous that it's going to expose itself as impossible and impractical in a very short amount of time. And the citizens and even those who are pushing for this are going to realize that they've made a huge mistake long before we get to the 2040 deadline, which is, you know, what their targeted site is for implementation of all of this.
So last thing, Ed, tell me about your meeting and what you want to accomplish from that.
Well, you know, getting a lot of members of the public, you know, calling saying, what does this mean? How is this going to work? There's rumors that get started. And so, you know, I try to put on this meeting as a chance for members of the public to come and talk to us. I've invited all of the UP legislators to be there and get a chance to explain things and talk to people and answer questions. Perhaps, you know, we'll learn something, too, that we don't know, or get asked a question we don't have an answer to but need to get one. So, you know, it's a way of, you know, keeping communication going on. And then also on Monday, we've got one set up with local leaders where they can really get a chance to hear about how this changes all of their existing powers for siting and zoning and planning, things like that, and how the state is going to take all of that over. So these are two really important facets of the same plan, and with groups of people who need to hear about them.
Okay, so on Friday at the Marquette Township Hall, that's the chance for us plebes to be able to give.
All right, and then Monday.
Right?
What's that?
I said, besides my coughing, that's a chance for the quote-unquote common folk to give their opinions, right?
Well, I don't know if I would term it that way. It's a chance for, I mean, anybody can come to the meetings, and it's just one is set up to be, you know, for general public, and the other one is focusing on the issue of local zoning, siting, planning. And so that one certainly is focused on the concerns of the folks that, you know, are just our regular people, too, who happen to have gotten elected to townships and county boards, et cetera. So, you know, two important meetings to try and help people understand what's going on and hear different perspectives. I mean, Rep. Hill believes that this is the greatest legislation ever, and she's going to be there telling people why this is the right thing to do and why we should all be very happy about it. So, you know, that's certainly one, that's another opinion.
We'll talk more about what the session came and went with. I know the energy package is a little bit of a raw nerve, so we'll talk about that next time. But, hey, it's deer season now, so let's just enjoy that for now, and we'll see you soon, Ed.
All right. Good luck out there, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, good luck to you and your family.